Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You, Community Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We are in the middle. No, we're at the end.
I know, can you believe it? Here we are.
Show. I mean, it really, I think we were just talking at the break. I get a little confused sometime. But this is the first time that Christina and I have done this by ourselves, without an extra co-host, without anybody. It's just the two of us. And it's been great. It's been fun. I haven't been around for a couple of weeks, but Christina's here. And so we're catching up on stuff, which is wonderful. And it's nice because we're very involved with Project Independence, you know, because of the radio, but we're involved with each other as friends. And Otto has said that, and Rebecca. In fact, I was speaking to Rebecca, I don't know if she told you, Christina, about maybe 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. And I said, like, maybe in October or in November, we'll do a group show with Rebecca and me and Otto and you. No co-host would know this, know that. I mean, you know, what does she call herself? The guest. And she's not the guest. You know, if I'm not here, she's here. If I'm, you know, it's not
all hands on deck.
What?
I said it's all hands on deck. We make it work.
It's all hands on deck. It's the truth. That's really what it turns out to be. So it's nobody's getting credit for being or not being. You know, as things evolve, they evolve. And I know, I think Rebecca's off today. I don't know if she's off. She's out. And she's another one. We'll talk about Rebecca now for a minute. What's her boyfriend's name?
Her boyfriend's name, his first name is Mike, I believe, but she's quite happy, and it's nice.
I see some pictures, like, over the last couple of months, and she's happy. She's happy, which is so, so good. You know, when this kind of stuff happens in life, you have no idea when it happens. You know, you know what? I'm going to touch on something very quickly here. With my situation, the one thing I stress to anybody I talk to, you got to be happy. There is no reason to go through life accepting. Yes, you have to accept certain things. Don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, you get a flat tire, you accept it. I mean, you're not going to ruin your day over a flat tire. But, you know, like you and Jay, you have to be happy with the person.
Well, thanks, Sean. Now he's got me tearing. You know, we almost made it through the show.
But it's the truth. At the end of the day, that's all you have. You know, my wife is just the most phenomenal thing in the world, and she's helping me every time I turn around and I say thank you, and she tells me, go to hell. You wouldn't do it for me. She does. She tells me, go to hell. You wouldn't do it for me. I said, I am. But when you sit here and you say, could you get picked that up because I dropped it and I can't bend?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you pick it up? You'd do it for me, Christina, and I would do it for you. That's family. Yeah. And we have that family on the radio, which is tremendous. And you have to have it in your real life. And without it, honestly, my heart hurts because I'm in the hospital last week. I was in for a couple of weeks. And I hear some people talking. The nurses are coming in to me. And I feel sad. They tell my parents are not talking to me because I moved in with my boyfriend. I said, so what? You know, you talk to your parents, be nice to them, tell them you're in love with the guy, you know, and whatever. I'm touching on that now because I think it's so important. It really, because without that, you have nothing. You're really at the end of the day.
Well, listen, I mean, you know, you haven't been, you know, with us for the last several weeks, but we're always talking about you. And only good things, Sean, you know, we don't have anything yet. But, you know, you have had a tough run. You've been very upfront and open about your journey, you know, with your health journey. You know, it's been a while. And, you know, your attitude, I'm going to start again, I feel it, is amazing, you know. And I think it's a testament to everyone who is struggling and going through something, because your outlook is half the battle, you know. And, you know, it's very easy. And with little things, obviously yours is very serious, but I think everyone kind of anxiety and depression during this time. I mean, you look at the numbers, how they rose, you know, and people's illness, you know, there's just been so many things people have had to deal with during this time, and loss and all kinds of crazy stuff, you know. And I think that it's so hard to maintain a positive attitude, and you are the freaking shining example. And I know there are days that you're like, you know, we don't want Dan to throw up the censor thing, but you know, everyone could imagine, you know, the thoughts and words that might come out of John's mouth. But you know, I think it's such an important part of just, you know, the healing process and the day-to-day process is to kind of really focus and to keep your brain on that. And like what you're saying, you know, you just need to be happy.
Right.
You know, it just sounds, it sounds easy, you know, but it's something that you have to really consciously work at, because I think it is easy sometimes to throw in the towel and be like, ugh, I'm sick of it. And listen, you're allowed to have those days. You know, but I think it's just the overall feeling of focusing on things that are the positive will help you get through all these kind of tough things. So
I think we have to switch to that Morse tree in your backyard right now. We got to change them up a little bit. I don't want to talk about this. Let's go to that Morse tree in the backyard.
That's right. Well, thank you for getting me to cry in the last segment. You know, I'm over here, I'm a mess.
Intention. I'm sorry.
I believe Dan is crying behind the scenes. He's luckily, he doesn't have to be on camera while he cries, Dan. You got some nerve keeping me on here. But, you know, it's all part of, you know, life. And that's why we say, listen, as you might hear, we're calling this community talk radio now, because it is community talk. You know, obviously there's a lot of senior issues we dive into. But especially during this time and the Zoom time world that we kind of entered in with the radio, the guests we have on are so beneficial to people of all ages in the community. And it just shows we're all in this together, you know, this kind of stuff and learning new things really can help. You might, it might not be for you, but it can help your neighbor or your family member, you know. So I think that this is why it's important to have this show. And listen, important to have our segment where we talk about real life stuff. You know, I know it's personal stuff, but I think it's things that everyone can kind of relate to on different levels. So,
you know, you said something very important. It may not be perfect for you.
Yeah.
But you could pass it on to somebody else. You know, I heard about this, because everything doesn't affect everybody, but.
No, it's, and it's still, you know, what's so interesting, because we have these project independent surveys that when you become a member, we ask for you to fill out, because it kind of gauges our programming and where we're at with certain things. And so I, Paula Ewell, who is a deputy commissioner, and myself, we get the surveys, we review them, and I put them on a spreadsheet so we have all the information and whatnot. But we always ask people, how do you hear, you know, how'd you hear about the program? And it's really mostly from word of mouth. You know, when you think about this day and age where you're so inundated with all kinds of media and all this stuff, but with a program like this that is, you know, government run, you know, there can be a hesitancy. You know, in the beginning, that's something we struggled with, you know. Obviously now it's more of a established program, but it's still, you know, when you hear from your neighbor about this, that's how most people get involved. You know, like, listen, I took a, you know, I had some guy take out my, you know, clean my gutters, or, you know, a social worker connected me or talked to my doctor. You know, there's all these, hearing that from your friend and your neighbor is way more likely to get you to buy into a program, you know, than hearing some random person, you know, kind of preaching about it. So I think that that's why it's so important, this show and our little Project Independence ambassadors, you know, that we like to say, like, Otto Lowe's is clearly our, you know, OG ambassador,
right,
who goes out to the community. And there's so many people like him who have been with our program for so long now. I mean, we're over 10 years, you know, we're approaching like 15 years soon. It's like crazy, you know, that, so they go out to the community, and that's really, I have to give a shout out to them. And that's all of our advisory members and whatnot who are getting people connected to these wonderful programs. So it's a special thing.
Really, I'm going to throw one more thing in here. You have somebody like Otto, who got involved, and I love Otto, 100% he's involved, but then you can have a person who just wants to be 5 or 10% involved. Go
absolutely.
One, two things a year, nothing else. I want to come to this show, and I want to go to this program, and don't call me.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, I don't know exactly, we're like, we have 13,000-14,000 members.
Yeah, we're 15. Yeah, we're like over 15. So yeah, we're approaching 16 soon, I think. So,
wow, 15,000 members and all different levels of participation. There's no community in the United States of America that has this. Mm-hmm. the most amazing thing in the world. And people here in North Hempstead, which according to U.S. News and World Report is one of the top 10 places to retire to. We also had John Wieghouse, who's the president of the Police Detectives Association on, and Nassau County is considered one of the safest places from a police presence. So, I mean, you put this entire package together, and that's Nassau County, but Hempstead is within Nassau County, that it just, it's an amazing thing. And you don't want to take advantage of it. You don't have to. But tell everybody, dip your toe, give it a shot, because it's all loving people. It's all caring people.
Right. And listen, you're joining something that's not costing you anything. Right. So, you know, that's what we always say. It can't hurt to, you know, sign up and be a member, because at some point, you know, I think it was last week we were talking about, you know, the fact that you could be 60 years to sign up for Project Independence. And Otto was saying, you know, most 60-year-olds are working,
right,
you know, now. Like, you know, it's a different time. But the fact that you could be 60, you know, and I'm getting surveys in from, you know, 100 plus, you know, people. So that's a huge chunk of the lifespan, you know. So it's offering that. And that's something that Project Independence is always evolving and doing. It's kind of offering something for everyone. You know, it's not a one-size-fits-all kind of mold. Obviously, you're not going to need every service, as you said. But, you know, there are certain things that you can take and utilize, which I think is really special about the program. So,
and you said a very important thing too, which I forgot about. There's no fee. It's not a membership fee. You're not paying $500 a year to be a member. No. You're just joining it, and you're getting your newsletter, and you're getting all these different things to keep you up. You know, the Pioneer, and then you're getting your email updates, your email blasts. So, and between the classes and the art and the exercise. You know, now we just...
No, and it's great. And, you know, coming, you know, God willing, and obviously as of now, you know, the exercise programs have, you know, since COVID, were transferred over to, there was two different kinds. Ones that were on North Hempstead TV, which were hugely popular. And then there were these Zoom classes as well that were more interactive, you know, but there's going to be a push, hopefully in September, it looks like. And you can call in August, you know, we'll have more information about doing some in-person exercise classes.
Oh, okay.
Seniors want to do. So hopefully we'll be able to kind of do that safely. But that's great. You know, in this North Hempstead TV world, shout out to that. You know, their programming has entered the homes and made it so much broader, our reach. You know, certainly the radio show's reach and exercise, because it's people who might not have done that, you know, who don't have access to technology stuff, you know, is able to turn on the TV, you know, and watch these programs, which I think is really, really great. So
actually, we're almost out of time, and I know we have a show next week, and I think we're off for two then, but I don't know who's on next week.
Yes, next week we have on Jenna Tuda, who is from the Town North Hempstead Animal Shelter. They are just doing amazing stuff, and there was just a press release too, because they still have some animals that have been returned to the shelter, so they're trying to find homes for them. And they're really talking about the benefits. You know, this is something that has been huge throughout this process, especially, you know, for companionship and there's just health benefits too, you know, that's been proven when you have a companionship of an animal, and it's amazing. So they will be on talking about that, which should be great. So that's,
that's it. And I think Halloween week we're off,
I believe so. I believe the following week, week or two, we are off. But we will keep you posted on all of that. There's really great programming to come from all different things. And we'll have different surprise guests pop in. You know, we're evolving just like, you know, the world is evolving. So it's nice to kind of have this every week so we know we can get great information out to you. And
you're booked through September.
Yes, we are fully booked through September, which is amazing. So all good stuff. Tons of great information. If you want to catch any of our shows, go to our website at Project Independence, and or you can check us out on YouTube on the WCWP page, or watch us on TV. We're everywhere.
We're everywhere right now. But that's our show for today. It's been wonderful, wonderful being back here with everybody, and I'm going to be back next week. So have a wonderful weekend, everybody. You've been listening to Project Independence Community Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. And on behalf of Christina Liu and myself, have a wonderful, wonderful, safe weekend, and we'll see you next week.